This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of COVID-19 infections has surpassed another grim milestone, infecting more than 10 million people, 2.5 million of them in the United States. Nearly 500,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. For many states in the U.S., the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not on their doorsteps. Now some places that appear to have avoided the worst are seeing surges of infections. There are concerns the United States is entering a dangerous new phase, with many southern states reporting thousands of new cases a day. Excuse me. And after weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, nurses and doctors in the western state of Arizona find themselves on the front line as the coronavirus rips through the state. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots. The Brazilian government has announced an agreement with Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca to produce a promising coronavirus vaccine that is undergoing tests. Brazilian health ministry authorities said Saturday the country will pay $127 million and receive material to produce 30.4 million doses in two batches in December and January, which would allow it to quickly start inoculation efforts if the vaccine is certified to be safe and effective. The total deal is for 100 million vaccines for a country of about 210 million people. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said wearing of masks will become mandatory for 2 weeks starting next Sunday in gathering places that are deemed red spots. Iran launched a campaign Saturday to motivate a reluctant public to use face masks. Sunday, Rouhani said his country is experiencing its toughest year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, coupled with U.S. sanctions. This is VOA News. A controversial and racially charged video retweeted by U.S. President Donald Trump has been taken down just hours after he sent it. The video contains a white power message at a retirement facility in Florida during a pro-Trump rally. Prior to the video's removal, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, said President Trump's retweet was offensive and should be removed from Twitter. Scott told CNN, quote, "There's no question that he should not have retweeted it, and he should just take it down," adding, "it's indefensible," end quote. The controversy comes as the nation and world tackle the heavy issues of racial inequality and police reform following the deaths of several African Americans while in police custody. The White House denies U.S. President Donald Trump was briefed on a reported finding that Russian military intelligence offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Today, Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi tells ABC News that the president's denial, quote, "shows he wants to ignore any allegations against Russia," end quote. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement, neither Mr. Trump nor Vice President Mike Pence was briefed on the alleged Russian bounty intelligence. A U.S. newspaper, The New York Times, reported U.S. intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian military intelligence offered the bounties to Taliban-linked militants. An organization that monitors war says airstrikes targeting positions of Iran-backed militias in eastern Syria killed 9 fighters Sunday in the second such raid in 24 hours. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Israel was, quote, "likely responsible," end quote, for the strikes near the Iraqi border. They came hours after a similar raid killed 6 other Tehran-backed fighters, raising the total toll to 15 killed in 24 hours, according to the organization. There was no official comment from Israel. Algeria's defense ministry said Sunday 2 Algerian soldiers, including an officer, were killed when a bomb exploded during an army operation in the north of the country. The 2 were killed Saturday night, the ministry said in a statement, after a homemade bomb exploded during a search and sweep operation in the province of Mahdia, south of the capital, Algiers. The deaths bring the total number of Algerian soldiers killed this year to 4. Iceland's president, Guðni Johansson, has been reelected with a whopping 92% of the vote, according to final results released Sunday. The former history professor won his second 4-year term in the largely symbolic position in Saturday's vote, the second election held by a European country after coronavirus lockdowns were lifted. It's the second highest margin of victory in the history of Iceland's presidential elections. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.